This is Dr. Sumer Kolaski with report patient Lisa Reed. Date of birth is 1/30/1969. And he gives received a patient history of rectal polyp. She's had periodic colonoscopy, sevenoscopy done as a follow up. That status was done. Last colonoscopy last year. Last sevenoscopy last year. Srichan Gamagasia, Dr. Chandra. Patient monitoring, blood pressure, pulse oximetry, cardiac temperature, pressure colonoscopy with hot force polypectomy, colonoscopy with cold biopsy. Instrumentary lumbus video colonoscopy, pressure and pharynx is concerned, sign of prayer with patient Palina, PGMT. Discovery of rectum magnesium, see my descending colon fracture and colon fracture, versus signal of picture. Coming out, I saw diffuse melanosis coli was noted at the fair to adequate flaps. There was a 5 mm size polyp noted as descending colon about 57 from the anus, to near the hot force of the surgeon, no post polypectomy bleeding. Rectum, I saw the tattooing done from the prior polypectomy site. The polypectomy site was also noted, the scarring noted. But I did a biopsy of that prior polypectomy site, received the local recurrence and turned separate jar. Rectum coming out like at the junction of the distal and the middle third of the rectum, I saw circumferential wall thickening with moderate severe inflammatory changes. This was a segmental rectal wall thickening, so I'm not sure what could be the reason. Of that could be the inflammatory versus new plastic. So I did the biopsy, vigorous biopsy of this circumferential medial thickening was done, and it appeared to have a thick texture to it. So multiple biopsies were taken in a separate jar. Around new plastic versus inflammatory changes. Could this be a possibility of inflammatory bowel disease or proctitis? Question until hemorrhoids, there was surgical pressure, and because of this deformity in the rectum could not secure a retroflexion view. There was surgical pressure, patient rock application, finally the McCloskey of Seeker, number 2, melanosis coli, number 3, fair to adequate prep, number 4, descending colon polyp, 5 mm size, more the heart force upon success, no post polypectomy bleeding. Number 6, prior polypectomy site was identified where the tattoo was noted in the rectum. That site does not appear to have any recurrent polyp, but I did the biopsy of this site to see if there's any microscopic recurrence of new plastic cells. Number 5 is at the junction of the middle and distal third of the rectum. There's circumferential mucosal wall thickening with moderate severe inflammatory changes, and segmental proctitis noted versus a new plastic process. Multiple biopsies taken for like a diagnosis. Could see this is a mucosal versus a submucosal versus extra luminal process contributing to that like partial like appear to be having narrowing, but not complete the narrowing. But the multiple biopsies taken for like a diagnosis recommendation. Away from the polypathology, number 2, away from the prior polypectomy type pathology, number 3, away from this rectal mucosal wall thickness, circumferential wall thickness at the junction of the middle and the distal third of the rectum. Even if the new plastic was inflammatory changes, even if the biopsy comes negative for new plastic, so I recommend we should have a transrectal endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of it to see if this is mucosal versus submucosal versus extraluminal process. And basing on that finding of the transrectal ultrasound biopsy, then we'll proceed further. If it comes out to be positive for the proctitis or part of the inflammatory bowel disease, then recommendation of CT enterogram, and also then recommendation to be started on the Ruvasa enema, and then follow up with sigmoidoscopy in about 3 months. If the biopsies from the biopsy of colonoscopy and the transrectal endoscopic ultrasound biopsy, transrectal endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of the rectum mucosa and the biopsy negative for a new plastic cell, then repeat this flexible sigmoidoscopy in 3 months. And the dietitian, please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. James Wilson, the copy of Dr. Parmesetti. The episode was March 6th on 23rd, April March 6th on 23rd.